So this may be onto one of our stories here. If you've driven through the Blue Mountains recently, you may have noticed that the cicadas seem quite a bit louder than normal. If you've thought that, well, you're absolutely right. It's not all in your head. Every 7 years or so, the insects come above ground to shed their skin and eat sap. Here to discuss it with me is Professor David Emery, who studies veterinary parasitology at Sydney University. So, Professor Emery, if I can ask you the obvious question, why are the cicadas so loud this year?
This is just one of those wonderful years when everything's out in voice. The conditions are just about right. And probably you mentioned the seven-year cycle. That seems to be looking like it might be the case, but we've been helped by probably having bushfires last year, but then some excellent winter and spring rains that have sort of all encouraged them to come out of lockdown.
And what exactly do the cicadas do when they come above ground?
It's all about finding a mate, reproducing, and I'm afraid then dying. So they spend those 7 years underground, and then they've got about 3 weeks above ground to do what they need to do before they expire. So it's all about singing and calling for a mate.
And I've heard that maybe the recent bushfires may have had something to do with this phenomenon. Would you be able to elaborate on that a bit more?
Well, we don't know all the risks, all the factors that encourage these cicadas to come out, but we do know it's certainly linked with good rainfall. And often from our observations, we'll see a good season after we do have fires and good rain, which may mean that the regrowth that we've seen and recovery in the bush so far encourages the sap flow and maybe encourages the cicadas to say, hey, this is a pretty good season. It may also be the fact that, this rainy season is sort of persisting now with La Nina, and that also helps them survive. They don't really like the fire and they don't really like the extreme heat either.
And why doesn't this happen every year?
That's a $64 million question. For some of the smaller species, they are annual cicadas. They'll be out every year. Like the little silver princess we see around the streets here in the Melaleucas and the bottle brush around the streets. They seem to be about every year. But the larger ones, they seem to have to spend a bit of time underground growing to the size they need to be before they come up and emerge. And it may be that when a good season, every one that's ready to emerge actually emerges. So we get plagues, and in between we get sort of scattered bits and pieces, and it's not very spectacular.
And why is it happening in the Blue Mountains and not so much in other areas?
It is happening in other areas. Blue Mountains is just one indicator with everyone driving through it, and people really notice them because they're in the suburban areas. However, this emergence goes all the way from virtually the Queensland border down through all the coastal areas and right away down to Victoria now, where the emergence is just starting. So it's certainly been in the mountains first. It always occurs at the higher altitudes, 1,000 metres, 500 to 1,000 metres, and then they tend to come out at the lower altitudes as well. But these green grocers now are being replaced by the large emergences of black princes and red eyes and double drummers. So it's a real cacophony that we face with leading into Christmas.
Amazing. And just last question, do you think we're going to see this happen in another 7 years?
That's what we'll be waiting for, just to see whether this is really the case. So we'll be monitoring the populations each year through citizen science postings onto iNaturalist, the iNaturalist website, and particularly the Great Cicada Blitz. You can get onto those websites and put down your sightings and your recordings. But that actually helps us really gauge the intensity and the location and the distribution of these populations. So it helps us work out whether this seven-year cycle is going to be real or not. So we will be ready. We'll be ready because it was a bit of a good emergence in 2017. Of course, we'll be looking at 2024 as well as the 2027.
Amazing. So thanks so much for talking to me, David. I really appreciate your time, and I'm sure all the listeners do as well.
That's wonderful. Enjoy your noisy Christmas, and so for all your audience as well.
I'm sure we will. Thanks so much, David. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Professor David Emery, who studies veterinary parasitology at the University of Sydney, on why the cicadas in the Blue Mountains and other areas, as we just found out, are so much louder than normal.